Welcome to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast for hormonal mamas who want to reclaim their own natural state of health to thrive and raise healthy kids. I'm Dr. Lisa Weeks, naturopathic doctor in Toronto, Canada. I'm a perimenopausal mama to my toddler named Stuart.
And I'm Dr. Toni Reed. I'm a naturopathic doctor, birth doula, and hypnobirthing educator in Calgary, Alberta. And I'm a perimenopausal mama to my little girl, Frankie. The information in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to substitute professional medical advice. Always consult with your licensed healthcare provider. Welcome back, everyone, to the Perimenopausal Mamas Podcast. This is Dr. Toni, and today I'm by myself doing a little solo episode just to maybe give you some food for thought, just like I've been chewing on something in my brain. Just recently, I've done some really amazing mind-body medicine training that I'm sure I'll be sharing more and more with you about. And while I was doing that training, a aspect of life really came into the forefront of the training and really got me thinking. We were talking about whether we were getting our needs met. And even a question that came into my mind was even, do I know what my needs are? What are my needs? How do I know whether all of my needs are getting met? And so this is something that I wanted to just, again, share a little bit, talk about, you know, what I've been thinking about and what I've been working on for myself, especially as a busy mom. It's not often that we take the time to actually connect with ourselves, to really look at what are our needs as human beings while we're juggling, really helping to support the development of our kiddos, for them to get their needs, maybe our partners to get their needs, all the other obligations that we have, all the other things that we have on our plate. So I really want you to ask yourself, you know, what are you achieving in terms of your needs? What makes you happy, whole, and connected as a human being? Now, one structure of needs that you may be familiar with is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Again, this kind of pyramid structure, looking at, you know, some of our basic needs on the bottom being our physiological needs, needs for safety, needs for relationship, moving up to self-actualization. So this is kind of a traditional framework of how to be a human being. And, you know, there's definitely been criticisms of that concept of needs being in a hierarchy. It's not that you have to achieve fully those physiological needs before you can look at those higher needs of self-actualization. And so that's where I came across a really great framework by a sociologist, Dr. Mike Sosoterik. Hopefully I didn't butcher his last name. He has created an idea of the seven essential needs, where it's more of a flat structure, where all of these needs are things that we can work on at the same time to achieve our physiological needs, our safety and security, as well as self-actualization. So there's, again, seven different aspects of our needs. The first one being our physiological needs. And again, that's having healthy food, water, air, clothing, exercise, or, you know, I like to use the word more movement or physical activity, and sex. Those are our physiological needs. Then the second grouping of needs being our safety and stability needs. Having a safe home, a safe environment to live in, secure and stable finances, consistency. And it's really important to note that the idea of safety includes the absence of assault of any kind. And stability also includes the emotional consistency of parental relationships. And that's especially when, you know, thinking of the development of our kids into adults. Then there's the third grouping of needs, our love and belonging needs, having unconditional support, acceptance, inclusion, fourth grouping of truth and understanding needs, really, again, fulfilling that kind of biological drive to know and to understand the world around us. And then the fifth grouping of needs are esteem and power needs. Having the need met so that we can feel good about ourselves and feel a certain level of being powerful in our life, being able to create the kind of world we want and have a certain level of control of our environment around us. And then there's the sixth grouping of needs, and that's kind of the alignment with self. So that's more kind of self-actualization or actualizing your true self within, you know, going beyond your physical body to really align with whatever you want to call it, your soul, your spirit. And the seventh grouping of needs being that connection with and that expression of the higher self. So really with a spiritual practice. Now, I think especially even to start with, for me, what is really important for me to really look at is to make sure that I'm getting those physiological needs met. And even before I dive into the physiological needs a little bit more, there's a few points that I think are really important when it comes to our needs. But especially maybe this conversation around needs and even thinking of, are you satisfying your needs, is even feeling a bit overwhelming. And that's where, you know, Dr. Sosterik has definitely talked about this, the framework of even around these needs and really recognizing that the satisfaction of our needs as a human being is inherently social. It's not something you can do completely by yourself for yourself. And we're all implicated in helping each other to meet our needs, especially, you know, as parents for our kids, but even thinking about all of the other people that we depend on for even, you know, our physiological needs, our healthy food. We depend on farmers. We depend on people to transport that food to us. Oftentimes we're depending on people to stock the shelves and sell the food to us through a market or grocery store. And of course, you know, safety and security, having a safe roof over your head, where that's really dependent on having people to build those structures, having people to design those structures, and to actually construct those structures. Also, I love the statements also made around human needs, that the satisfaction of our essential needs is inherently spiritual. And again, that's a big thing to tackle, and it's going to be different for everyone. We all have a different spiritual practice and sense of how to connect with our higher selves or connect with ourselves spiritually. So I'm definitely not going to delve into that too much today. And I also love reading the statement that satisfaction of human needs is a massive task. I mean, absolutely. When it comes to supporting our kids to achieve their needs, and absolutely to look at achieving our own needs as well. So especially when it comes to those physiological needs, healthy food, water, air, clothing, exercise, sex. A good question to ask yourself, and something that I'm really starting to ask myself more and more, are my needs being met? Yeah, as a busy mom, it's not easy to look after my needs. And I recognize that I need to be more conscious of my specific needs. And to actually take the time to ask the question and listen to the answer. And then even to connect with an answer. And then how do I put that in play? How do I make it happen? In my life, and I don't know about yours, you know, if it's not in the calendar, it doesn't happen. So what I've really recognized and what I've been told by mentors is to schedule in my needs first, put it in the calendar before anything else, so that I can make sure to provide for others from a full cup and to source that energy in my cup. So then I can be the best mom I can be for my daughter, to be the best partner I can be to my spouse, and to have the energy to be able to really serve the people and women in my naturopathic medical practice. And when I'm teaching hypnobirthing, and when I'm doing different online wellness talks, it's really key for me to do that from a full cup, so that I'm reaching my highest potential and sharing that with others instead of being drained and coming from burnout and continuing, that vicious burnout cycle. And definitely the practice of getting my needs met, it's an ongoing process. And especially as I really begin this practice and increase my awareness, I'm really consciously being gentle with myself and not looking for perfection, but really building that muscle of being conscious and aware of my needs and doing the actions that I need to do to get them met. So, you know, after asking yourself, are your needs met? You can look at, you know, a practice that you can do on a regular basis that I'm starting is to ask yourself, what do I need? And listen to the first thing that pops into your mind. And then ask yourself, what can I do? So for example, I recently asked myself, what do I need? And the first thing that popped into my mind was play, more play. Now, what can I do? Well, you know, we can think of different examples. For me, that was dance. Dance has been missing in my life in a really structured way. So then the next question to ask myself is, how can I do it? So you start to look for ways to make that, you know, a really specific activity happen in your world. And to make dance happen in my world, started to look at the different dance studios in my area, is specifically to reconnect with my love of tap dance. That started when I was young. And so that's what I did. So again, you can ask yourself those questions. And I can share, you know, I really consider that a super mom moment for me to register for a tap dance class that I'll be taking tomorrow. So I'm sure you'll hear more about that. My mama mess up this week that I'll share with you is I was a little too quick to jump up at the first sound from Frankie in the middle of the night this week. I heard her cry out. I'm sure I heard her call mom. I don't know if it was a phantom cry. Maybe, you know, I've had those before. So I went into her bedroom and then I found she was sleeping. She was asleep. So I tried to do my best to be quiet. But unfortunately, with some of the creaking in our house, I woke her up trying to leave her room. So I was stuck. She wasn't going to let me leave without getting upset. So definitely a mama mess up there. I'll be learning to practice more waiting to really make sure she really needs me, or I may even have a talk with her to make sure if she really needs me, she can come into my room. My mama must have this week, something that actually I'm really excited about that I don't even have yet, but there's a new book by Dr. Gabor Mate. I'm sure that I've mentioned his work before on the podcast. He has a great new book that's just come out called The Myth of Normal, really looking at how our toxic culture impacts us and our health. So even though it's my mama must have it, and I don't even have it this week, and in case you don't have it either, he's definitely making the rounds on different podcasts. Maybe one of these days will be on ours. But there's a number of different podcast interviews with him that I've been enjoying and that I recommend that you kind of look into as well if you're interested in his work. He's talked with Tim Ferriss, Mark Hyman, and Joe Rogan. So you can enjoy those interviews in the meantime while you wait for your book to come in. Now, I'll let you know what else is happening with me and Dr. Lisa. My next hypnobirthing class series for expecting parents who are looking to really decrease fear and anxiety around labor and birth and to really tap into their natural instincts is happening next week. So you can always feel free to look at and join me. Go to hypnobirthingcalgary.com/register. And Dr. Lisa's new meetup group, Wild Woman Adventures Toronto, is happening. So if you want to get out, connect with other women, push yourself out of their comfort zone, you can check out the link in our show notes. Also, you can get on the wait list for Dr. Lisa's Wild Collective for this fall. A great group program for women to really get educated and be in community. So thanks so much for listening this week. Again, you can find our show notes at perimenopausalmamas.com. Email us, connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. We would love for you to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. You can also support us by visiting our Patreon page. And tell your perimenopausal mama friends about us too. Stay safe and healthy.